we got a final segment. Anything in particular to talk about? I've got a number of texts we can shoot through here, calls that have come in, but I wanted to make sure we didn't leave without covering anything pertinent and important to our landscape and garden.
Well, again, the one thing we touched on at the beginning was irrigation, is that, you know, that's really the critical thing that keeps all of our plants alive through the hot summer months. So, you know, take a Saturday morning, turn the system on valve by valve, make sure, open the clock, make sure if it's 10 o'clock Saturday morning, that's what the clock says, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, the date's correct. That's your first indication that your controller may or may not be working properly. Long as it's keeping time, then it's probably working okay. Have somebody with you, turn it on, and have somebody walk around with you and make sure we got nothing shooting in the neighbor's yard. Make sure there's water coming out of every emitter the way it should be. If it's not, change them out. Make sure lawn sprinkler heads are putting water where they should be putting it. You know, just make sure it's kind of tuned up and looking good and running the way it should run.
Having that second person at the control box really saves a lot of time. Especially if you're chasing problems.
Well, for front and back, you know, especially if your controller's in the front and you're checking the water in the back, yeah, that sort of thing. And if you've got problems, they can holler or you can text on your cell phone or whatever, and you know, turn it off. So make sure that's all working right. And then just kind of a rule of thumb, whatever watering was working well in the wintertime, you're going to need about twice that in the spring. Whatever was keeping your plants looking good in the spring, middle of June when it's 105 or 10 every day, you're going to need twice that again. And then we go the opposite. Come fall, you're going to need half of what you were doing in the summer. And in the winter, you're going to need half of what you were doing in the fall. Good rule of thumb for the average guy out there if he wants to know what works. And how do you know what's ideal? Go to that landscape watering by the numbers booklet. Either go to a nursery and get it or go online to wateruseitwisely.com, wateruseitwisely.com. Go to landscape watering by the numbers, and it will tell you based on how big the plant is, what the season is,
soil type,
how long you need to water to make sure you're getting water to a certain depth, and you can figure out your timing and your frequency that way.
A couple quick questions here before we wrap up. One texter, we were talking about fertilizing citrus around the Memorial Day weekend. No need to worry about varieties of citrus. What you put on a lemon, you can put on an orange, you can put on a grapefruit, you can put on
Correct.
A tangerine, you can put on a kumquat.
I tell people to be a little leery if you get a product that says citrus and avocado food. I haven't seen that in a long time, but sometimes you would get a product that was obviously developed for someplace other than here, because we, last time I checked, we aren't growing a lot of avocados here. You want to make sure it's a good citrus food, hopefully developed for the Phoenix area. But follow the directions when all else fails, you know.
And we get this all the time, and everyone has various opinions, but a good south-facing shade tree to cover a south wall. What's a good shade tree?
Well, my absolute favorite is probably the southern live oak. My second is probably the red push pistache. My third is probably a Chinese elm. And then, you know, if you want to go a little more deserty, you know, Chilean mesquite, Palo Verdes. If you don't have a lot of room, some of the acacias like shoestring acacia, more vertical tree, does a good job as well.
I've only seen one that I know of or that I knew that's what it was. But is it a Texas red oak?
There is a Texas red oak. You do see a few around.
That's a pretty tree.
It's a beautiful tree if you can get them to do well. They've got to have really good drainage. They have some issues. I usually tell people if they ask if something does well here, I said, do you see a lot of them? No, I said, well, then it probably doesn't. That doesn't mean it won't grow here, but that means it probably takes some extraordinary effort or circumstances to get it to grow here. So, like avocados we just mentioned. If they did really well here, who wouldn't have one?
Right.
$2 a piece in the grocery store, you know, who wouldn't be growing an avocado? So.
And then real quick for gardening, anything we could put in the ground right now other than okra? This is kind of our...
Yeah, well, You could still squeeze some squash and melons. You know, there's the Malabar spinach, eggplant tolerates heat pretty well. So there's a few things, but it's getting, you know, it's getting pretty late to be starting new stuff. We should be probably harvesting tomatoes and peppers now. Things should be, if you had winter stuff, the lettuces and those are probably starting to, yeah, although you don't know with this temperature, they may be hanging in there okay, but leafy stuff's going to be kind of winding down.
And tomatoes, there was one time we had a really nice mild summer, and I thought, man, we're going to be able to save these. And, you know, it by the time it was the next season, it really wasn't worth it. And then we wasted all that water trying to save something that, you know, another
that you
starter
can buy a
plant
new one
a
for a couple of bucks, and in 30 or 40 days, you're picking tomatoes again.
Yeah.
It does not make any economic sense to try and get them through the winter or through the summer, in my mind.
We went through the beginner gardener stage where you're just like, oh, I got to try and hang on. We've nurtured this. We can make it do it. Let's do it. And then it's like, what a waste of time.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right. Mr. Harper, we appreciate you joining
Always
us this
a pleasure.
Saturday morning. The
that was
Farm's
fun.
Choice. Great source for organic composting.
Compost, organic fertilizer, lawn foods, vegetable garden foods, you name it, we can feed it.
And what's that web address?
Thefarmschoice.com.